Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Wish it was Sunday.
Another pleasant valley Sunday.
Sunday came and trashed me out again.
Wake up!
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back. It's good to have you back.
Yes, thank you. So, following the saga, that's why we have sporadically lately had to play reruns and best ofs for the show, because I have been sporadically not able to come in really at all until kind of like this past week. Again, we talked about anybody that has a chronic illness, I have so much sympathy and empathy both for, because my kidney has been causing all of these issues for, it's about 8 years now.
Yeah, and it doesn't go away in a day or two.
And it does not go away in a day or two, and this time it's just not going to go away. And so we are making sure that it's healed from this last procedure that was pretty traumatic on it, including an emergency surgery visit after the initial surgery and stuff like that. And it's just not performing. It's just not going to come back. So we're waiting for it to heal so we can run the tests on it that prove that it's not going to... Basically, the medical diagnosis for my kidney was, your kidney is crap. I looked it up. Apparently, it's not an official medical term, but I get it.
I like that diagnosis because I can understand it.
And I agree with it.
Right.
As the person whose kidney is actually just, it's just ridiculous. It's just there all the time. It's constant. It's either uncomfortable or it's painful, or, and it doesn't matter how much water I drink. It doesn't matter what I eat. None of it matters. It's just constantly bothering me. Yeah. And so we're going to test the right one to make sure it's going bad. You test the left one to make sure it can sustain, and we will likely just get rid of the right one. And I am extremely anxious about it.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
But very relieved that there is a light at the end of this tunnel, that I have had 10 procedures on the same kidney in 8 years. And that's the doctor, crazy. This doctor was like, you, we're done. Like, you cannot be in here. I've had 2 procedures this year alone.
Yeah. That,
one in April and one in October.
One is too many.
Right. Like, it's just not, like, eventually you have to move on. And yeah, you have to get rid of whatever is causing you. Like, I cannot, what he said was, you're too young to live with this for the rest of your life. Like, you can't be in here, you know, for the next 25 or 30 years. Once a year.
Right.
And he's right. I can't deal with it. It's I'm over it. And so, yeah, so that's been the issue, is that there are weeks that I have between doctors and just not feeling well, like just right. not feeling well. Like, I go home every day right now and take a nap, a 2-hour nap or something, because it's exhausting, because your body is working hard to overcome what the kidney is not doing correctly, whatever organ you yeah. have a problem with. And so, like, your internal energy, it's just exhausting.
Well, your body's fighting 24/7.
Right.
Without a break.
Right.
So,
and yeah, it's really, it just sucks.
Well, you got to take care of yourself and do what you got to do. And
yeah. So sorry that we've been not
sorry
consistent.
You're going through it.
We should be pretty consistent over the next few weeks, though. I'm free from appointments and things like that, you know, that bring me down, and that, you know, and I am feeling a little bit better this past week. So we should be good to go for hopefully the rest of the year.
Well, it's a busy time. So, yeah, let's hope.
It is. Like, you know what's coming up on Wednesday?
Wednesday. I don't know. Thinking.
It's the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's Merry Switchmas. At 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning,
you had me on that.
Switch to Christmas music, 100% Christmas music. And before you groan about it, let me tell you something. For every person that rolls their eyes when we say we're going 100% Christmas music, there are 100 people that are like, woohoo! I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. People roll their eyes about but they listen nonstop the whole time, and the ratings prove it. So
I am a firm believer in if you like it, listen to it. If you don't, listen to something
else. Listen to it anyway.
Or listen to it anyway. Of course.
But listen, no, Mike Mason, who is our afternoon jock plus our program director, he has gone through over the last year, and he has reformatted all of our Christmas music. He has added an unbelievable amount of music.
There's a lot of good Christmas music out there. Definitely
there absolutely is. And so our Christmas music list is not like the others. We are not that repetitive. You will not get sick of it. You will hear things you have not heard before. You will hear things from artists that you haven't heard Christmas music from before. He digs deep and he looks for the good stuff and he looks for the good traditional stuff. But yet there's no possible way you're not going to hear some really good new Christmas music. So Mike has done just an exceptional job. Plus, we do our old-time Christmas radio shows closer to the holiday.
Love those.
Yeah. Yeah. Those they're awesome. The originals with the so we have the original commercials in them. They're an hour long. We do A Christmas Story, It's a Wonderful Life, and another one I can never remember. But anyway, your three classics. Oh, A Christmas Carol. And they have the original radio shows with the original sound effects, like when they did them live. They also did all the commercials live. So it's just the traditional old classics from the 30s and 40s, and we love them.
Love those old radio shows. Yeah. I used to listen when I was on third shift. I listened to When Radio Was.
Yeah.
Every night. Love those shows.
Yeah, they are great. They are great. So
you're going to have to listen all the time to find out when they're on.
Yeah, those air the week prior to Christmas. And then on Christmas Day, we air all three of them twice in one day. So
spread them out, though.
We do. Either that or he programs them on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I can't remember. But it's up to Mike. I just let him go because he's so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so he brings us some great Christmas
music. You know where to go
music.
For Christmas music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But yeah, so we will have some special guests on Wednesday morning to help us flip the switch. You have to watch on, we will be on Facebook Live with it.
Nice.
As well as live on the air with Eric and Heidi. So yeah, it'll be great. The studio's all decorated. We're ready to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The party is going to begin shortly.
Yes.
And then we have a lot of turkey to eat.
Yes, lots and lots of turkey.
Yeah, stuffing.
Uh-huh.
Love stuffing.
All of it.
Amy makes the best stuffing.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What's your go-to?
Her Thanksgiving dinners are out of this world.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yep. What's my go-to?
Yeah, like what's your favorite? The stuffing is the favorite?
Yeah. I mean, all of it's my favorite, but if there was just one thing on the table that I could grab the bowl and hug it and go off in the corner and eat by myself, it would be the stuffing.
Hmm.
And she cooks it in the bird, so.
Ooh.
Oh, is it good? To die for.
It's not oyster stuffing, is it?
No. No, it's traditional stuffing.
Somebody did oyster stuffing or whatever, and one time at
How do you
family,
stuff an oyster?
Well, it has oysters in it, and I just am not.
No, it's traditional stuffing.
I had oysters when my husband and I were on our honeymoon, and I, like, won. He made me try it. And no, said that if I tried that one, I wouldn't have to try another one until our 50th wedding anniversary, which I don't think will happen. We got married pretty late in life.
Especially you have to eat another oyster?
On our 50th.
And that was the end of it.
But hopefully, hopefully his short-term memory will be suffering by then, and I can tell him that I ate it, and he just missed it, and he'll believe me.
Just make a slurping sound. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
No, so, not an oyster guy.
Yeah, I'm not an oyster. No. I'm not a seafood person at all.
Some I don't mind. I'm not head over heels with lobster. When we rode out to Maine, we got lobster right on the ocean, and
that's
it was good.
Different though.
It was good, but right. Amy really likes it. I'm not. Take it or leave it. It's
I don't
not a big
like
thing
the
for
texture.
Me. Oh, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, no, I don't like the texture. The only seafood I eat is alligator.
Like alligator.
And that's only in New Orleans.
Only New Orleans alligator, yes. Or just cooked there?
Only when I go to New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
have
we go every few years. Yeah, and it's at a place right across the street from the convention center.
Oh, so you have your spot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
it.
Great.
Tastes like chicken, so I'm okay with it. But any other, and the only reason why I call it seafood is because it does swim. But I can't do. So when somebody brought up oyster stuffing, I was like, I just need the regular stuff.
Yeah, I've never heard of oyster stuffing.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe it's delicious. I don't know. I would not want to try anything other than what Amy makes because, again,
it's the best.
Yeah, it's delicious.
My go-to is sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah, those are good too.
Yeah. And I make them. So my husband would never eat sweet potatoes, mostly because his mom is all like vegan and natural and all this kind of stuff. So she probably just plopped a sweet potato down in front of him and said, here, just eat this. I, of course, cover them with butter and brown sugar and marshmallows.
My mom does it that way. They're whipped, uh-huh. And they're really, really good.
Yeah,
if you
make your mashed sweet potatoes, your whipped sweet mm-hmm. potatoes, and you put the other thing you want to add is sour cream.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
Oh my gosh. Maybe I'll do that this year instead of just cooking them like normal. Maybe
there
I'll
you
make
go.
Mashed sweet.
Cranberry. Do you make your own cranberries or do you get the canned?
I like,
jelly.
I like the can.
I do too. I like both, but the canned cranberries are just fun.
They're so natural.
Yeah. Just kind of shake them out.
Right, right. Yeah. I like the regular cranberries. And I eat cranberries year round. Again, kidney thing. Mm, right?
Yeah, sure.
Cranberry juice and eat cranberries. It doesn't appear to be working, but I enjoy cranberry. So, but yeah, I like
the homemade ones.
I like this natural. Yeah. Vibe of the sliced canned cranberries. They, you know, they come right off the tree that way.
Well, they're easy to make.
Yeah. So anyway.
Just like
anyway.
Opening up a coconut.
Speaking of food and Christmas and feeding people and everything, VIP Services is doing a food drive for people and pets this year.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to, well, they're
cool.
Always contributing to the community. And this is one way that they figured that people were really going to need help this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
So they have a new executive director, if I could talk this morning, that'd be great, Craig Poshepny, and he is going to be in next, and he's going to talk about everything that VIP is doing, because they also have some other new things, plus the food drive that actually started just this past week. And so, so Craig's coming up next right here on Life Matters. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Oh, I got an email last week and I was super excited because I did not realize that VIP Services up in Elkhorn has a new executive director.
Really?
I had no idea. Yeah. So Craig Poshepny joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Now, you've been at VIP Services, you've been serving as their executive director since January.
Started January 10th, was my official start date.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about your background, what brought you to VIP Services, things like that.
Yeah. I grew up in the Milwaukee area, Wauwatosa.
Awesome.
And went to school in La Crosse, and I lived in the La Crosse area for about the last 40 years through school and stayed in that area and raised my family in that area My sons, I've got two grown sons, and they're all on their own and doing very well. And I came to the point in my life where it's just like, okay, I've worked my way up. I've been in this industry about 20 years in some capacity and worked my way up and just decided, all right, the next step is executive director, president, CEO, whatever you want
to
call it.
Running the joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
try something new.
Yeah.
Right.
So my wife was kind enough to say, yeah, go ahead, take a look.
Yeah.
And So I applied and was offered the job of VIP. Very, very pleased with that. VIP has been a great organization, been around for going on 53 years.
Mm-hmm. Long time.
53 years. And, you know, they built a great reputation in the Walworth County area. And I knew that. And I thought, you know what, it's a great organization to get involved with. So I was lucky enough to be offered the position and move into the role
and continue
to move forward.
Yeah. So for those who don't know what VIP services does, let's talk about the basic functions of VIP, and then we'll talk about some of the new things that you've implemented as well. But tell us a little bit about the basic motives behind VIP services.
VIP services, like I said, was started in 1970. It's really to support adults with some disabilities in some capacity.
Right.
Now, over the years, it was originally vocational industries from 1970 till 2006, mm-hmm. then changed to VIP. VIP doesn't really stand for anything. It's just a name, and I'll get into what we're doing with the name and the logo. That's some changes we're making.
Oh, cool.
But moved into the new facility in Elkhorn in 2007. And the main departments, we actually have five different departments, okay? So we've got a day service program, so adults with disabilities come into the facility on a daily basis. We do some just general learning skills. We take them out in the community. It's really about they're assimilating to the community. Not only is the community getting used to seeing them in the community, but they're used to being in the community and just being part of the community as a whole and understanding and just living a better life by being part of the community.
Sure.
We also have our pre-vocational, our production facility. So there we've got adults with disabilities that we're training them. We're giving them skills to work out in the community if they choose to work out in the community in some sort of environment. So we work with over 40 different businesses in the area doing some manufacturing, packaging, assembly, light assembly. So we're partnering with local businesses, and we're getting this work done with adults with disabilities and other workers as well. We have an integrated work environment, so mm-hmm. and working with that area. We also have our community employment. So these are people that are get referrals from the Department of Workforce Development from the state of Wisconsin. We receive referrals, and then we assist them, maybe developing their resume, helping them get ready to work in the community, job interviewing, helping them, and then supporting them long-term if that's what they need. So we've got many people in the Walworth County community that we've supported and helped get a job and maintain that job. And that's, you know, that's really important to us. So everything we do is trying to getting people, assisting them. Well, obviously, we do transportation. I think everybody recognizes us in the community with the white vans cruising around with the little blue logo on the side that says VIP. That's what people know us as. So that's we have over 40 vehicles, and we partner with the Walworth County for the shared ride program.
Right.
So we're providing over 5,000 rides a month.
Wow.
I didn't know you were that busy.
Yeah. So we probably at any given time have anywhere from 8 to 14, 15 vehicles on the road, and that's Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 o'clock on Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, 7:30 to 5:30. And we're hoping to expand that. We would like to start getting people Sunday morning, maybe mm-hmm. getting them to church, taking them to some other activities, maybe expanding into some of the other activities. You've got some festivals that are happening in Lake Geneva and Elkhorn, and maybe on a Friday night, maybe we run services from 7 to 10 to help people get back and forth and help connect the community more.
Socialize. Get them
out there. So
hopefully
I didn't realize you were that involved. I mean, I knew about VIP. Everybody that lives here does, but I didn't realize that you reached out that far and did that many things.
That's amazing. The shared ride program is in the county. So we're transporting. Most of the transports are Elkhorn to Lake Geneva, Lake Geneva to Elkhorn, Elkhorn to Delavan. So most of those are transports. The number one thing we're doing is taking people to work.
I was going to ask
we're taking people to doctor's appointments is right up there, whatever their doctor's appointment is. We've got
grocery shopping.
School kids. We got shopping. We got kids taking kids to school. We got kids taking kids to school. There might be a child that school choices from Whitewater to Elkhorn. We're picking them up and bringing them over. We work with other organizations and getting people to their daily needs and helping them. Also partnering with other members of the community and getting people there. And we're the main mode of transportation. There's other options, and we can't fill every need, but our goal is to continue to grow and meet the needs that we can. And we have a great partnership with the county. The county's great, and we really have a nice partnership with them and hopefully continue that down the road.
We're talking with Greg Poshepny. He is the executive director for VIP Services. You've been around since January, so you've got a good flavor for what the area is like. They are super supportive of Lakeland School, VIP services. Like, we all know, we all know where we need to put our efforts. However, you guys are also starting some new stuff that the community should know about. What are things that are on the horizon?
Well, as an organization, our new, as we change and who we are, and I don't want to say we're reinventing ourselves. I want to say we're refreshing ourselves.
Sure.
It's a refresh.
Well, the needs change.
Yeah. Needs change, and reputations always can be improved upon. I'm sure there's people out there that aren't crazy about VIP for some reason, whatever. Maybe there was a transportation issue. There's plenty of
there's
people.
There's a lot of people that aren't crazy about us either, whatever.
Yeah. Or some people.
There is.
Just a couple.
Just a couple. So some people love us. And so we've decided, as I've hired a part-time promotions leader, to basically, on a monthly basis, we want to partner with some organization or some cause and get the word out.
Right.
The bottom line is that we're partnering and communicating with other members of the community, whether it's a national thing or a local thing, and teaching and helping teach the people that we support, the adults with disabilities, about the world and what's happening out there.
Sure.
So our December event is a food drive.
Yes. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It's both for human and pets.
Yes. So, you know, pets get hungry too. And, you know, in our society, in our society today, food shortages and hunger and everything else is, it's important. And, you know, whether it's the economy or whatever it is, but there's plenty of people that are going to be hungry this winter. So we decided that we wanted to do a food drive, and it was starting yesterday, and it coincides with, the national plan to feed America. So we're running this food drive between November 15th to December 20th at our organization. So we're putting up a holiday tree in our lobby, and anybody that wants to bring non-perishable items, food, dog food, whatever they want to bring to our lobby, we're going to load up our lobby. And then on the 21st, we're going to load up the food with the food into some of our vans, and our clients, adults with disabilities, we're going to put some Santa hats on them and let them deliver the food to the food pantry at 11. Yeah, it's on Wednesday. So yeah, it's community involvement, it's community support, and it's teaching them a lesson that, you know, there's a lot out there that we can help. There's a lot of things we can do, and it doesn't take that much effort if we just plan it properly.
You know, everything that VIP Services does to boost the morale and the self-confidence of the people that you do serve, every single minute of that counts.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Because everybody wants to be involved with helping other people, even those who need help themselves. And so I can't imagine the smiles that are going to be on the faces of these folks when they get to dress up and deliver this food, and they get to be Santa's little elves.
And pay it back.
Yeah, right. Paying it forward, paying it back. I mean,
Yeah, what a great
idea.
They're
going to be thrilled. They're going to be thrilled.
What an easy location to find.
Yes.
An easy drop-off.
Yeah, right. Explain where people can drop the stuff off at.
We are located at 811 East Geneva Street, which is in Elkhorn. We are right across the street from the Elkhorn High School.
There's
a little strip
area.
Mall across the street from Elkhorn High School. My office, I look right at the interstate, right at I-43. So you can see I-43 from my office clearly.
How's the construction going up there?
That's mostly on 12, so it hasn't bothered me too much. So I-43 has been good. This year, yeah.
I don't.
Who knows about, years to come.
I have been avoiding Highway 12 for a long time.
Yeah.
Till somebody tells me that it's finished.
I'll check with you in the spring.
Okay. Because I take H. It's a much prettier, less
too.
Stressful drive. And if you take H from Lake Geneva, you just go up there, you get to NN, you make a left, and it's literally right past the where you go under the overpass.
Go under the interstate, you take a left, and we're right there. Our blue sign is out front, and we're on the left side of that building. And come on in, drop things off in our lobby, say hi, and we appreciate any support that we can from the community as a whole.
I love this idea, and I think that people don't realize, first of all, in this economy this year, there are going to be people that go without. I mean, hands down, there is no question about it. Plus, you don't realize who's already struggling. They could be your next door neighbor. They could be your child's best friend. And people try their best to hide their needs because they don't feel good about it. They're embarrassed about it or whatever. But I can tell you, from talking to people at different food pantries throughout the county. Yeah, they're in dire need this year. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, why not have the double, you know, the double greatness of bringing your non-perishables to VIP services. You're helping out the Elkhorn Food Pantry. Plus, again, the smiles on all the faces. Like, they're going to be so, they're going to have so much fun just doing something so simple and but so meaningful. And you can't put a price on that.
No, the Christmas spirit is it's pretty important.
And it's not like it's a major investment. If everybody spends $5, $10, it's not a lot. Drop it off. Put it to good use.
Yeah, it's like fill the bus.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out how much space to allocate for this, and I said, "Well, let's plan for the plan for the best case scenario. Let's make sure there's enough space here.
It's a big building. Fill it up."
Yeah. Right, right. What else do we have to look forward to in the future? Any other new programs?
Programming, you know, we're going to continue try to develop and look at what's necessary in the community. As we look, like I said, we've kind of, you know, refreshing ourselves. We've been going through a strategic planning process over the last 6 months, so we've rewritten our mission, vision, and value statements a little more broad to give us some flexibility as an organization. We've determined a new tagline, and that is connecting our community. So VIP services is going to be really, when you think of VIP services, VIP, like I said, doesn't stand for anything.
Right.
So we want you to think connecting our community. Every single thing that we do is about connecting the community, connecting our community, whether it's through the transportation, whether it's through working with the local production facilities, whether it's working with our day services people, whether it's working our community employment, whether it's with our facilities management, which I didn't mention, that we actually take care of the local rest areas. So the rest areas between Elkhorn and East Troy and the one coming into Janesville and the one coming out from Illinois into Beloit, we actually take care of those facilities. We clean them. We take care of the lawn maintenance. We take care of the building maintenance. So we actually have seven different...
I did not know that either.
We have seven different facilities that we take care of, and that's a state contract. We work with the state of Wisconsin, and we employ 75% of the labor in those facilities as adults with disabilities. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
So you happen to stop in one of those facilities to use the restroom, get a soda, whatever the case may be, odds are somebody working in that facility, whether it's cleaning the bathroom, mopping the floors, cutting the lawn, trimming the bushes, is a VIP employee.
That is awesome.
I'm starting to think that VIP does stand for something.
Right.
And it's a very important project.
Very important people. Yeah, very important projects. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that is awesome.
Again, I knew you guys were busy, but I had no idea that you reached that far out.
We have about 100 employees, you know, about 100 staff members overall. We're serving probably over 100 or 200 adults with disabilities, and then that's not including transportation, where we're serving thousands of people annually.
Yeah, not only are you helping everybody out, you know, that you're working for or with or whatever, but we're getting people to work that generally wouldn't have that ability, and that's... Yeah. That alone is
getting really them to work, whether they don't have the ability to get a license, whether their car is busted down, whatever their reason is, that their transportation issue. And that's an area that we feel really can grow. And obviously with the price of gas and all the other things that go with it, you know, we want to help them. And with the county, county partnership, it's fairly inexpensive. You know?
Yeah, but I guess what I meant was... Not just the transportation part, but you're giving them a skill set. You're giving them a purpose, you know, giving them something to do that they can do. And that I think that in itself is amazing.
Yeah, and our goal is not to just get somebody something to stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is the goal is to give them a value and have a life that is a life that's valuable to them, that's a fulfilled life, that they feel valuable in their community.
Yeah.
And that's why we continue to grow and change and do the things we do, because as part of the community, I like to use the words assimilate. You know, it's one thing to just be part of a community. It's another to assimilate and actually be a member of it.
Right.
And that's really what we're trying to promote.
Well, one word that I find in a lot of cases is not used often enough is the word sustainable. And you are giving them sustainable skills, life skills that they can use forever. Like you said, it's not just keeping them busy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can keep them busy doing all kinds of stuff, but not forever.
Right.
You have to give them a skill. And again, you go back to the self-confidence. Anybody who is so proud of themselves for doing things will go on to do more good things. That is just the way humans work.
Yeah.
And it, so the lift and you know, again, the motivation that you provide is incredible. And VIP Services has always done great things. Always, always. You've never, ever heard, you know, anything negative about VIP Services, or at least I haven't. I mean, yeah, you're right. Once in a while, you're going to have a transportation snafu. Once in a while, you can't make everybody happy.
Right.
That's
but, you know, take a look around at the, again, like you said, the partnerships. I know one very, very great partnership that you guys have is with Steinbrinks down here.
Yes. This,
I mean, they employ people through VIP.
Absolutely.
A lot. Right. We have in the past employed people through VIP Services. I mean, it's just, it's incredible how many people you guys work with and how many people you've changed their lives because of these partnerships that you've forged. And, you know, again, now you're talking about changing more lives and helping more people out with the food drive. So let's go over that again. They, people have until...
December 20th. We're actually having a holiday party in our facility for the people that we serve that day from noon to three. That is not open to the public. That is for our employees and our clients.
Our clients.
So, yes. Now that you've said that, Tom and I are going to
Yeah, crash. Showing up. so that'll kind of be our final day of collecting things and then gathering them up the morning of the 21st and then figuring out how to get it over to the food pantry. We chose the Elkhorn Food Pantry, I'll be honest with you, as our first venture.
Sure.
It's close.
Right.
It's 3-4 blocks away. We tried. Let's see how this goes.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to have too much stuff to drop off at Elkhorn Food Pantry and you have to drop it off at other ones too?
Right. And if I'll be honest with you, if we get plenty of dog food and things like that, we will take some to the Humane Society. We will donate to the Humane Society as well and any other animal shelter that we see.
Lakeland here in Walworth County.
Lakeland Animal Shelter. So we'll see what, you know, we threw the pets on there. You know, my staff likes pets, you know, so we thought, well, let's see what happens. You know, there's pets,
I will guarantee you that we will be talking about it here on the station during Wet Nose Wednesday, because we bring in a dog or cat, some kind of pet. I mean, they've brought all kinds of pets in here from Lakeland Animal Shelter every single Wednesday.
Sure.
And we have the pet of the week, and they will for sure be talking about that on Wet Nose Wednesday.
Yeah.
But
great idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But in the meantime, so VIP Services, you have to know, it's basically right at Geneva Street and 12, like in the, like you said, right across the street from Elkhorn High School.
If you look across from the high school, you cannot miss it.
Right. Miss us.
If you miss it, ask your phone.
It's the big building.
Right.
With one sign.
With the sign that says VIP Services.
For us old timers, it used to be called Value Village.
Yes.
Oh, really? Yeah,
years
you said ago. That before years we ago. Went on the air, and I was like, what are you talking about?
Yes, and we moved into that building, obviously predated me, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So they spent a year or two fundraising and remodeling, and it's a great building.
Yeah.
It really is a great building. We put a new roof on this year.
Oh.
It was a good-looking building when it was operating, and then it just, when they closed that down, it deteriorated. And not just, you know, the things that you guys do anyways, but just beautifying that building, taking that eyesore and cleaning it up and making it look awesome.
It's a very nice building, like I said. Yeah. The roof came due this year. We had to put a new roof on it. So, you know, we got another 20 years under this new roof now, hopefully.
A lot of room there.
There you go. Craig, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are so happy that you're here, and you're going to have to come back and update us on other future projects as you move forward with those. But in the meantime, where can people find information about the food drive? Do you guys have a website? Is it on your website?
It'll be on our website. Okay. We're working on revamping our website, as I said, as we look to refresh. Our website is going to be new. We're changing our logo. You're going to be seeing a new logo after the first of the year.
Okay.
So that'll be, and then we're going to actually do a kickoff, kind of a winter fundraiser fest, kick off our logo on February 18th at our facility. So you can look for that. For that upcoming as that we develop what's going to happen for that. So that's going to be kind of our kickoff, our new look.
Awesome. Right,
February 18th.
And what is the website?
VIPservices.org.
Right. VIPservices.org. Find out about the food drive there. Of course, all your projects you have coming up, plus what you guys do for folks in Walworth County now. Craig, again, thank you so much for joining us. We are glad you're here.
Thank you for
having
me.
And yeah, you'll definitely have to come back after the first of the year. We'll talk about the February 18th event as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
Meeting you.
Great meeting you guys.
Awesome.
You too.
Coming up next, more Life Matters right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
All right, I'm done.
Sure you are. Now we're on the air, so you can't be done. Right.
Sorry.
Right. I always give him a countdown to when the segment's going, when we're coming out of commercial break, and he talks during the countdown.
Well, I was trying to wake the dog up.
He's been asleep this whole time.
I was hoping for some sound effects. He fell asleep as soon as he walked in the studio.
He's so adorable.
He is. But he gets worn out really easy, I guess. It's the second time he did it to us.
Nobody around here likes dogs, that's why.
No.
Nope. You know who I got a visit from last week is Rex, the canine.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Rex came to see me. I hadn't seen him in a while. He's looking good. He was just at the vet. He had 110%
clean bill of health.
Clean bill of health.
Nice.
And he was all happy and... Yeah. So so this week also, I don't know if you've ever seen all of the Christmas trees at the Lake Geneva Museum. Have you ever walked through or taken?
Not during Christmas, no.
Yeah. So they get businesses and other organizations to commit to decorating their specific Christmas trees. We have done radio history. You know, we've done radio-themed trees in the past and stuff. This year, we are dedicating our tree to the Lakeland Animal Shelter.
Oh, nice.
So the girls decorated it last week. So it's got like leashes for garland.
Oh, cool.
And bones.
Pet-related stuff.
Yeah, pictures of different dogs. Lakeland Animal Shelter brought some stuff for us to use to decorate the tree. So they went over there and decorated the tree. But I think that you can vote on your favorite tree over there. So, but all of them are always gorgeous.
It's a great reason to go down to the museum.
It absolutely is. So try to find a day to go down. Google Lake Geneva Museum, find out what their hours are, and go down there and see the Christmas trees. They are absolutely gorgeous.
I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, they're very, very cool. It's very, very community oriented thing to do, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
But then everybody that participates just does a spectacular job.
Well,
so
they have done an amazing job in that relatively small building.
I know.
I mean, it's a big building,
right.
But for a museum, you would think it'd be a lot bigger. But they have packed a lot of stuff in there, and it's cool.
It is.
Again,
cool.
It's been a while since I've been in there,
right.
But yeah, they've done
do
amazing work there.
It's awesome. So anyway, so get down there and do that. That's our... So we've been totally holidayed up already for the last week and moving forward to Wednesday and all of that. So anyway, let's get back to like normal life.
Okay.
Want to?
Sure. Why not?
Remember how I said the student loan paybacks were not going to happen?
Right.
I'm still standing by that.
Because they got extended again?
Yeah, because they're not even able to take applications because not only did the court, but the appeals court put a halt on it because he's not allowed to do that.
Right.
So any of you who thought that this was going to come to fruition, I feel bad for you if you counted on that money, but that is not something that the president can just sign a document and make happen.
And the longer he messes around with this, the more it's going to cost all those people that owe on those loans.
That's right.
Which he doesn't care about.
He doesn't care about that.
No.
So just don't count on that money. It's just not going to happen. I predicted it when he said it. I've predicted it since then. It's just not going to happen. It's a big bag of lies that they told you about.
Big bag of lies.
Right. I do have a question for you, though. How do you feel about Trump's announcement?
I don't know. I got mixed emotions. I really stand my ground and say he did a great job as our president. But I'm afraid his time has passed.
Can we get the policies without the person?
God, I wish we could.
I mean, can we get somebody in there that says this? Again, we can't take care of anyone else if we're not taking care of ourselves.
Right.
And we are not taking care of ourselves right now.
No.
So can we get the policies without the person? That's my question, because I think you're right. I think that we are burnt out on it. I think that we all want to see more successes like
Absolutely.
We saw during his presidency. However,
I
don't think that he's going to, I don't think he'll make it past a prime. I don't think he'll get the nomination, quite frankly.
No.
I think, I don't know who would get the nomination right now, because I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. We have to wait. DeSantis, I
can
tell you that.
I have a fear that he would get the nomination, and he has turned off so many people with his speeches and his antics that he would get slaughtered in the election.
I don't think he can win anymore, even against Biden, who really at this point deserves zero votes. I just don't.
I can't believe there hasn't been an impeachment push for him. But
I know
that's another story for another day. Yeah, I think if President Trump would have stayed in the background and done his thing, and did the amazing things that he did while he was president, and let Vice President Pence handle all the media stuff, I think he'd have been back in office.
Yeah.
I really do.
Vice President Pence has a new book out, by the way. I will let you know how it is. I bought it for my dad for his birthday and sent it to him. So we'll see how that goes. But it was a good, Pence and Trump were really close. It was the ending that, they were very good compliments to each other. I think Mike Pence really calmed, brought the calmer side of reaction to what President Trump would have done. But also, I think that Trump did make Pence more assertive at times. And so I think that they were a good compliment to each other for a period of time. Now, toward the end, they obviously were not.
Right.
I don't think that they really harbor any true ill feelings for each other. I don't think they could ever work together again. I think that, that would never be something that happened. But I just don't think that, I think that we all appreciate what Trump did, and we all agree that America should be first. I'm just not sure that he's reelectable.
Yeah.
I think we need somebody.
That's a better way to put it.
Yeah. I think that we need somebody to implement those type of policies.
Yes.
But
they have to have a presence.
Yes.
And I think one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that Donald Trump was a New York businessman, and he was used to being a bully, and that's how he was able to make the awesome deals that he did and build the business that he did.
Right.
And he brought that with him, and obviously it worked because he, again, did amazing things for this country.
He's also not afraid to walk away.
No, he's not.
Like, when he knows it's not a good deal, he walks away.
Right.
Like, you can't just bow to whatever deal comes your way. You have to stand up, and he was not afraid of anybody or anything. And I don't care what anybody says, Putin and Chinese leadership and all of that, they were terrified of Trump. Because the moment that Trump walked out the door, well, not exactly, but pretty close, is when Putin invaded Ukraine. He would have never done that while Trump was president.
No, because he knew he was going to get his butt kicked.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, I too have mixed feelings about it, but like I said, can we get the policy without the person?
Right. Yeah, I would like to see a guy go in there and do the things that he did and change the direction of this country. I don't want to hear the speeches.
Right. I mean, I didn't listen because obviously we knew what he was going to say.
Right.
But,
and I didn't like him. I didn't like to hear him speak.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So then my other thing that happened this week that we've all been waiting for was the sentencing of Mr. Darrell or Darrell or whatever the heck he's calling himself today, Brooks, which included hearing from victims and their families testifying as far as, you know, what they were requesting the judge to do, which she did.
Yep.
But he clearly still has absolutely no remorse. He has absolutely no respect. He has absolutely no idea what he's done to these people's lives. Although there were some pretty ticked off and aggressive victims up there that told him off. Yeah, absolutely.
If he would have killed one of my family members and responded the way he did to a lot of those people, I probably would have been arrested.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I can't.
No.
And I wonder, so like, and I don't know how much you know about this or whatever, but like, where will he go? Like, jail is different than prison.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So where, like, what is he looking at? Will he have to be, because of his crimes, will he have to be mostly isolated?
That's going to be up to the prison system.
I mean, what do you like? What's your instinct there? I think they'll have to isolate him, or maybe they won't isolate him on purpose because he's not going to last long in prison.
Right. I honestly, I don't know. They'll have to take into account what kind of threats are there,
mm-hmm.
you know, how the population is reacting to him, and they'll make a decision off of that. I'm sure there'll be a slow process whether he goes into general population right away or right. he's secured somewhere else. I have no idea. I've never worked in a prison.
I just didn't know if, like, yeah. you knew how that system worked at all. I don't
Not see, well enough to make a statement on it.
I mean, I can't imagine he's going to survive for very long.
They're going to have
to. In the general population.
Yeah, they're going to have to try and protect him,
mm-hmm.
at least for a while. No different than they did with, like, Jeffrey Dahmer. But as we all know, that Dahmer eventually wound up in general population, and look what happened to him.
And that guy is in the same prison that
More
Brooks
than likely.
Is likely to go to, and
Correct.
That guy has nothing to lose.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, I just can't imagine that. I mean, he's not going to be looked at as a hero, I can tell you that, when he walks in.
Yeah, not for what he did.
Which I think he's going to try. I think that that's going to be what, you know, I represented myself, and I'm the man, and I can help you. Like, no, you're not, dude.
No.
You're an epic failure of a
right.
human being.
It would be no different than a sexual predator going
right.
in there
right.
or a child molester.
Right. I mean,
I don't see anybody being in awe of him.
No. No. As a matter of fact, I think he did himself a lot of disservice with all of his antics. And when people were testifying last week, after they would testify, he would either roll his eyes
yep.
and shake his head like, I can't believe you are blaming me for this. Or he would pat his heart, like, yeah, that got to me. That was emotional or whatever. Like, at which he has no heart.
Yeah, right.
So
the explosion I had was the finger.
Right.
Wrap it up.
He was
Come
like,
on,
whatever. You know, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. I had to quit watching. I couldn't watch it yeah. for very long. I just.
I liked the trial. I caught bits and pieces of it because my patience
right.
with that is very thin.
Well, those people were so brave to get up there. And you know what? They needed that.
Mm-hmm.
They need that closure. They needed to tell him off. They needed to,
yeah.
you know, talk about all of the things that their loved ones did, you know, whether they're still alive or not. I mean, they just, it was just such a necessary part of this whole saga.
Well, every victim needed that release. Every mm-hmm. victim's family needed that release. And he needed to hear it, even
yeah.
though his reactions were nowhere near appropriate.
No.
I mean, it goes to show you what kind of person he is. You know, and this isn't an insanity thing. He doesn't care.
No, he's an evil genius is what he is. He knows exactly what he's doing, but he's just so nasty. He can't,
yep.
you know. And even the some of the victims were thanking the Women's Center in Waukesha for being so supportive of Brooks's ex-girlfriend and her friend for what they went through with this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the appropriate people are recognizing the appropriate victims, I guess is what I mean, because she,
right.
too, was a victim.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Know, that girl, that Erica girl,
yeah.
was, you know, and her friend. And just, you know, and then the guy that was there you know, that day when they got into it before he ran through the parade, you know, feeling so guilty, like, I should have stopped him. I should have not said, just get the hell out of here, get away from us, because then he turned around and drove through the parade. He said, you know, I should have kicked his butt. I should have gotten to a physical altercation with him. I should have done something.
He should have never been out on bail.
Well, that was a big deal. One of the people said, I don't blame anybody. I blame two people, his mom and Chisholm from the DA, right, from Milwaukee County, who allowed him out on $1,000 bail. And then the mom who went and paid it, knowing damn well that he shouldn't have been out.
There.
Yeah. And then continued to let him drive her car. That was the same car he used to try and run over Erica, the girlfriend.
Yeah.
So that's what the one guy said, was he blamed, obviously Daryl Brooks, but his mother and John Chisholm, the DA.
That guy, I will not say his name. That guy is responsible for his actions.
Of course.
Our judicial system, our court system, let the people of this state down.
Mm-hmm.
And this is... Well, we've already talked about Illinois a bunch of times. They've gone to it.
Oh, gosh.
We're leaning that way.
January
1st
is going to be a you-know-what show.
Oh, yeah.
Worse than
it already is. Can you imagine
that
happening here?
No.
I mean, we're being infiltrated by Illinois anyway.
Right.
And they're going to bring their politics here. And all of a sudden, this is happening in Wisconsin, too.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are going to be getting out all the time.
Yeah.
And you think this is the end of it? This is the beginning of it.
Yeah. It for sure is. It for sure is. I can't imagine. We'll have to see what the landscape looks like criminally. And we'll talk to Tom Gardner about it, too, because...
It scares the hell out of
right,
me.
Right, right. I mean, that's not a good situation for anybody. And
well,
for
let's
the
see
adjacent,
what happens in Illinois, because
right,
those poor people down there are going to suffer more than they've ever mm-hmm. suffered before.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think all the rest of the counties are against it, except for Lake County, which is Chicago.
Yeah, Lake and Cook. The way I had
or
heard
what
it.
Am I? Cook County. I didn't mean Lake County. Cook County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
That the whole state is against this. Just Cook County wants it because
yeah,
they want to keep their doors open.
By the way, Lori Lightfoot has a new commercial out campaign where she's delivering a pizza.
No.
And, yeah.
I haven't seen
it's
this.
It's something like Are there all of these new jobs that she's created and all of this? Oh, and you also ordered a pepperoni. And then the guy says, see, Lori Lightfoot delivers.
I thought maybe someone said Beetlejuice, 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 and she showed up with a pizza.
It is a strange
Jeez.
Commercial for somebody who is in charge of an area that has such horrific issues that she's kind of making light of. Like, I don't know what jobs you've delivered because all of the companies are fleeing your jurisdiction like mad.
Yeah, what she's delivered is chaos.
Right. So, I don't know. But it's comical. And I don't know who she's trying to relate to, but she's not. That commercial is not going to relate to anybody who has been a victim of her ridiculous nonsense as she's been mayor so far.
Right. Which
so
is every
good
decent,
luck with that.
Which is every decent person in the city of Chicago.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't know. But anyway, hey, you know what though? You know what I'm happy about?
What's that?
Political season is over for
a few God,
minutes.
We get a break.
Yeah.
Like maybe a week
or
two.
For a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, I'm happy the commercials are gone for now.
Me too. Me too. There's a lot more music on the air. We like
right.
that. We like
yes.
that. Speaking of music, Heidi's here. She's coming up next. We'll see you next week. We'll be all stuffed and full and bloated.
Correct.
But we'll be here.
And happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you. Again, make sure you tune in Wednesday at 8 o'clock for Merry Switchmas when we switch over to Christmas music right here on Lake 96.1. In the meantime, have a great week.